This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
There's no stage. There's no door. But we called it stage door anyway.
It's time for the island's best events guide. Brought to you in association with whatsonwhite.com.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Welcome to Stage Door, right here on the Monday Magazine, with my special guest, the one and only, fortunately, Graham Craig from whatsonwhite.com. Hello, Graham.
Good afternoon.
How are you on this lovely sunny day?
It's a beautiful day out there.
Although, if this is recorded, it might be the evening, so I should have said
that. But it will still be a beautiful evening.
It will. It will. Yeah. It will. You're right. So, Graham, you've got an amazing listings things. How'd you say, what's the collective term for listings? A sort of a...
Listings.
A listing.
It's as singular as a listing.
Yeah, okay.
I've got it. A collective name for a bunch of listings is whatsonwhite.com.
Oh, very good, very good. Well, on that note, thank you. Thanks for popping in, Graham. It's been nice talking to you. Graham, I read the other day about a band that some people may even remember by the name of Bross.
Who?
24 years ago, they were reasonably popular.
That's before my
time. And obviously very handsome.
Yeah.
More to the point, I think, he said bitterly. But apparently they made a comeback and they booked this UK tour, but they've cancelled almost all the dates apart from London and Manchester, blaming logistical reasons, which means probably they can't be bothered getting out of bed to go.
No, yeah. I think the logistics is people getting their money out of their pockets and handing it over to buy a ticket. That's the logistical
could
issue.
People
just aren't doing that bit.
No, but I couldn't possibly comment on that. But it set me off thinking, Graham, because we like to have a little discussion about these entertainment-related issues.
Absolutely.
What would be a reunion that you would actually like to see?
Well, it's not a band.
Okay.
But I went to see Jeff Green, who's a comedian from Chester, and he is really, is exceptionally funny.
Really?
And you're shaking your head.
I've never heard of him.
He was big. I mean,
in Chester?
Yeah, and around the Chester area.
What, Wrexham?
Cheshire.
Did he reach as far as Wrexham?
But I saw him in the early 90s, and he was on TV a lot. He was, on panel shows and quiz shows and stuff like that. And he's a storyteller type comedian.
Yeah. But is he
Chester's version of Billy Connolly?
Was he just a one-person act?
Yes, comedians generally are, yeah.
Well, there's no need to be sarcastic. But how can you have a reunion, then, if it's just one person?
Well, it's a comeback, isn't it? You can have a comeback
tour. It's not the same thing at all, is it?
All right, okay.
I'm talking about a reunion.
One that would never happen.
Yes.
And for years, I just didn't like their music because it got rammed into my ears by parents and parents' friends and stuff like that. It was the Beatles. When you grow up on anywhere near Liverpool, it's that and Gerry and the Pacemakers is just kind of like incessantly on all the time, and it starts to do your head in when you're trying to watch Dukes of Hazzard or Space 1999, you know, and your mum and dad suddenly get the, you know, love me do on the stereo.
So you wouldn't mind seeing the Beatles back together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, for one that is a total dream, it can never happen because
all
of...
Yeah, right, we'll allow that one then.
All right, but in this reality, well, who would you like to see?
Rimsky-Korsakov, that well-known Russian double act.
I think more people would know about Jeff Green than they would do Rimsky-Korsakov. and who are they?
And the other one. He is a Russian composer.
Yeah?
It was a joke. That's just one name of one person.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'd love to see the Kinks reunited. Ray and Dave Davis.
Okay.
They've been talking about it for years. They're both still going, so it's not as if they couldn't get together. And I think the drummer, Mick Avery, I think he's still going because they had a Kink tribute act at the theatre, Shanklin, earlier this year and last year. I saw them last year. They were brilliant. But you just can't get those two brothers to come back together even once. Just for one event.
Is there a bit of animosity between them?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of history there, apparently.
Right.
But they're brothers. I mean, Bross can do it after 24 years.
Yeah, but did they invite the... Because you remember the drummer was the one that wasn't part of the family, was he? So did they invite him back, or was it just the two blonde lads?
You're right. But yeah, I'd love to see the Kinks come back together again.
Yeah. Another one that will probably never happen because of the animosity was is the Smiths.
Yeah,
I'd love to, I kind of that was my they were the music of my era at the time.
Are you going to break into song now?
No, because as you know, they never wrote happy songs, really, did they? You know,
no.
Even This Charming Man, when you actually read the lyrics, was not you know, it's not a happy song.
Yeah,
but no, okay. I mean that would be the sort of thing that I'd want to see back.
So Beatles, Kinks, The Smiths, Rimsky-Korsakov, that well-known Russian composer, who you thought were two people. Have you got any more? Go on, just give us one more.
I've got a story about asking about a reunion. Years and years ago, when obviously Madness, I was a big fan of Madness, and they'd split up. And do you remember on Radio 1 on a Friday afternoon, about sort of tea time, 6 o'clock-ish, they used to have, I think it was called Round Table, and they would play the new releases because obviously stuff got released on a Friday, so you could go in the shops, buy it Saturday, and could get in the charts for Sunday. And I was listening to it on the way home from work one night, and Chaz Smash from Madness was one of the guests, and way in the days before mobile phones, and I thought, oh, he's on the show. So I pulled over to the side of the road, got in this phone box, and rang Radio 1, and it was Mike Reed that was hosting the show, and I said to him, oh, can you ask Chaz Smash, would there be any chance of a Madness reunion? And he just laughed at me down the phone, right, and said, because obviously they take all the calls off air.
Yeah.
And he said to me, well, I'll ask, but, you know, absolutely ridiculous, question. Well, I'll ask it anyway.
Yeah.
And put the phone down. And so they played a few records and stuff like that. I'd managed to get... was a bit closer to home. And he said, oh, we've had somebody ring up Chaz, and I've got to ask the question. I know it's totally, you know, a ridiculous question, but would there be any chance of Madness getting together? And Chaz Smash said, no, not at the moment, you know. And he said, well, I thought as much. And and then 18 months later, they announced the comeback gigs at Finsbury Park. So, you know, by that time, Mike Reed was off air. I'm pretty pleased because he was, you know, I would have written him a strong letter.
Yeah, indeed. And now you're on air and
he's not.
Justice. That's what it is.
But I'm still not bitter about it.
No, I can tell that. Okay, come on, Grove. Tell us what's on white.
Okay. Well, we've got some films, some music, and some more of what's coming later this month. So with films, Moonlight, Time of Their Lives, and Kong, Skull Island, opened last week. And this week it's Beauty and the Beast, which has got a makeover and brought to life with real people in this Disney classic. From the theatres on Wednesday night, top comedian Gary Delaney hits the stage at Medina Theatre. Fresh from supporting John Cooper Clarke on tour, Luke Wright is back in The Toll. So you can spend an evening with the raconteur at the top of his game. That's on Thursday at Ventnor Exchange. Live music this week. We've got loads of live music. Tonight it is Jazz Jam at Key Arts. Tomorrow night is 40 Shades Green meets Country Roads, bringing an fusion of Irish and country music to Medina Theatre. It's Tuesday night. Get your dancing shoes on for Taco Bonito on Friday at Key Arts, and then Music Explosion for the weekend with Soul on the Harbour at Key Arts, Isle of Wight Symphony Orchestra at Medina Theatre, and Rain, R-H-A-I-N,
yes,
at Ventnor Exchange on Saturday night. Sunday morning recitals, Sunday at 3 at the Quay, and Folk Club. And so just Sunday, just go down to Quay Arts, stay all day.
Yeah.
Some more great stuff coming up this month with some more live events, cinema shows, and MHT Family Drag Show, Peter Alice, The Loves of Cass Maguire, The Dublin Legends, Bob Jury, loads and loads. Find all these and more on whatsonwhite.com. Have we not got a closing jingle?
Oh, don't start.
www.vectisradio.com.